Hello and welcome back to The Thing Is with me, Barrow Scanlon, on Alternant FM. We have a really rowdy bunch in the studio this week. Shoes are coming off. This is probably the weirdest it's been so far, and it's not even that weird, so that says a lot. So yeah, if you're listening on the radio waves, you'll be on 98.1 FM, and if not, you can get the podcast of all of this episode and all previous episodes on Alternant FM.net, and then you just go into Émission Culturelle, and then The Thing Is. You can also contact us through that. There's a contact form, and yeah, we'd be like, love to hear from any listeners out there. Okay, so today, as I said, I'm joined by a couple of weirdos. No, I'm only joking. I'm joined by Justine and Esteban. So, guys, your mics are now on. Tell me one at a time. Who are you? What are you doing here in the studio today? Go on, Justine. Yeah?
How's it? I came because you asked me to.
Thanks.
And you're a good friend, so I was like, yeah.
Hello, my name is Esteban Picasso. I know when I found out that Barra invited me to his show, I was like, oh yeah, I have to clear my agenda. So like, I called my secretary and she was like, okay, yes, Esteban, we have to do this. So like, I cancel everything, and I'm here because this is a great show. Can we use the F word?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a fucking great show.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys. Yes. Much appreciated. Yeah. And I obviously know who you are and where you're from and what you do, but can you tell the viewer or the listeners a little bit about yourselves?
Oh my God.
Just pick the important stuff.
Okay, yeah. I'm from South Africa, and Port Elizabeth, to be exact. And voila!
And what are you doing?
I needed a glass of wine before this fucking interview.
Yeah, I'm really sorry have any.
No, it's fine. And yeah.
So what are you doing in Nantes, Justine?
I've been here almost 4 years. I studied French, and now I'm trying to do my master's in art history. So we'll see.
Great. And you're also working as a language assistant this year.
Yeah. My last year.
And Esteban?
Well, basically me too, but I'm from Argentina, so my native language is Spanish, not English, but my English. Yes!
Fairness, I think, yeah, really we can crazy. Agree that your English is very, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And the point that you invited me to your radio show is that it's enough.
Yeah, I've been holding off for the past few months, waiting until you would reach the right level of...
Yes, because like France is really, really a good country to improve your English.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
it's
yeah.
really such a good country for that.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing basically the same thing. I'm an assistant, language assistant, Spanish. For every speaker, there's a fucking good program what we're doing here. And if you are from France, like you can do this in another country. If you are under 30... and you speak another language, like if you just speak a little bit, like you can go to another country. If you can be a Spanish assistant in every Latin country or English assistant in Port Elizabeth in South Africa. Yeah.
Okay, so you two obviously got here because of your French. So would you say that, I mean, especially for you, Esteban, you speak at least three languages. Would you say that that's helped you in your life so far? I mean, what's the best thing that being multilingual has brought to your life?
Okay, so to speak about a little about me and speaking about ego, I speak four languages because I speak a little Portuguese also.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say that I'm quite proud about me. Yeah.
And rightly so. Every language is a goal.
Yeah, it's a goal. And I have to say like it's a personal goal because in Argentina, we don't have the same type of education than in Europe. We have the same thing with languages. Like in Argentina, every neighbor speak Spanish, except Brazil that speak Portuguese, but they will learn Spanish because they have to. Or they will learn English. So it's not the same here in France that every student will be finishing like their lycée speaking at least in a rough way two languages.
Mm.
It has helped me in which way? Basically, I'm here. Basically, I'm here. This has the farthest I have been from my house.
Mm-hmm.
It has been like 8 months I've been in Nantes. I have not get to know so much people, so many different cultures. And it gets you to the point of not being a tourist.
Mm. Mm.
You can speak with the person that is in the street, that's working in a shop, that to the with the bus driver, and there's where culture is. It's not taking a fucking photo from the Eiffel Tower where it's full of Chinese people. That the idea is to speak with people from the place that you're going.
Absolutely. And Justine, so yes. You studied here and now you've been working here for 2 years. And you might even go on and study further. So can you imagine what your life would have been like if you didn't learn French? Like, obviously that's
I think
a thousand of possibilities.
I think I would have probably... what a lot of South Africans do after studying is we go somewhere in Asia. So Taiwan, Japan, China, Thailand, Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Anywhere
to...
We go there to teach English because there's really good English programs. You get paid really well. So I probably would have tried to have done that. But I felt like France was just a better fit for me. And otherwise, I probably would have just returned back to South Africa. And I wouldn't have felt that I could have more opportunities to go to other countries. I would have felt quite stuck there.
Yeah, because even as an English speaker, and I think I probably would have felt the same if I didn't speak a foreign language, you're kind of like, okay, I can go to the United States, I can go to Australia, I can go to New Zealand, I could have went to South Africa or the UK. And it's boring, I mean.
Yeah, but even with a South African passport, to go to the United States, to go to England, for us, it's so expensive. And then to actually stay there, to try and make your life there, you need to, like, I get married or something. It's actually really complicated for us, so... Yeah. So learning French definitely changed my life.
And what's the master's that you hope to go on to do in France?
I'm wanting to do a art history research master's because I've already done, I did a fine art degree in South Africa, which would be like a Beaux-Arts here. But I've already done 4 years, so hopefully I will be able to get accepted into the program here.
And do you ever see yourself going back permanently to Port Elizabeth or South Africa?
Not Port Elizabeth. It's a bit small town, conservative. People don't really, they don't really go and travel much, so they're quite small, narrow-minded. So I wouldn't live there again, but... Also, the situation, political, economic situation in South Africa is not so great at the moment. So unless there was quite a large improvement in that, I would consider trying to go back maybe. Okay. I would go back for the weather. The weather is spectacular. The sun,
it can't be
the
much
heat.
Worse than here, let's be honest.
Oh, my gosh. This is probably the hardest adjustment at the moment is the weather, the French, the non-weather.
Okay, so we could spend all day talking about the rain, and I would love to do that, but what is something that you guys really like as, okay, let's say as people who are from different cultures in different countries, what's something that you really like about Nantes in particular?
Okay, about Nantes or about like France in particular?
Well, whatever
whatever comes to your
perception
head
of the, yeah, whatever way you perceive the question, Esteban's totally
okay. Thank you, Vera, for saying that. First of all, I really fucking love these questions because I love the F word. Because I'm not an English speaker. Yeah, like, it's not that strong for me.
It doesn't make you flinch as much as the rest of us. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the same for me. Like, I can repeat it, like, no matter what. It's okay. Like, I know I really love, like, different, like, cultural difference. Like, the different, like, small things. Mm-hmm. Because people tend to think, like, when you go to a country, will say, like, yeah, you love the music, the cinema, the I don't know what. I really love the little things.
Mm.
I really, really love traffic.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. I really love that cars are not trying to kill you.
Yes.
And there's really a different type of awareness about using your bicycle. It's like you will see that now it's raining, like the sky is really falling off, like people will like check their bikes, they will put like their little kids, they are 2 years, they will put in an envelope and they will drive into school under the rain in a bicycle. Every city should be like that.
Yeah.
Every city should be like that. There's like...
So it's like a difference of attitude rather than the things that you can put on paper, like, oh, France has a great cuisine or France has a great wine and cheese.
Yeah, that's very, it's like stereotypical.
Yeah.
And then when you actually live here, you discover the small things, the subtle things.
And anyway, those kind of things you can read about in a book. Yeah. Everyone knows they love cheese and wine in France. Yes. I didn't come here to find that out. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
What about you, Justine? Anything in particular about Nantes that
well,
if you've been here for so long, there must be something.
Yeah, well, I've stayed here mainly because I've made a good group of friends here. And the adjustment to live in a country that doesn't speak your language, that has cultural differences, that has a different weather. Once I kind of settled down, I didn't really want to move to another city too quickly. But what I really like about Nantes, and I think it's not just Nantes, it's kind of everywhere, is the culture of walking as well, because it just does not exist in South Africa. Everything's too far away. You use your car all the time. So it's similar. Yeah, the bicycles, the fact that there's place to ride your bike. You don't feel like you're going to get killed by a car while you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't use the klaxon that much.
The what?
The horn.
The horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually something I've noticed myself.
Yeah.
Okay, in Ireland it's not like that.
It depends, but like as well in Ireland, especially somewhere like where I come from, the countryside, you don't walk. You don't cycle. Like I was home last week and I was like to my brother, yeah, I might cycle into the shop. And I was like, what? Are you okay? Like, yeah, you take the car. Like,
yeah.
You know, or a cow.
Or else it's too far to cycle. Or a cow. Okay.
Yeah. Can we speak about the things that we don't like?
Yeah.
I wanted to say one more thing I did like is positive energy here. Yeah?
Yeah.
The one thing I love is everyone just sits outside, even if it's cold and raining, people are outside having a beer at a cafe, having a coffee. That I love because that also is something that doesn't exist in South Africa. So
even though it's so hot?
Yeah, we don't like have cafes on the street. It's more no. The architecture, the way the cities are built, it's just not the same.
Okay,
so
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Negative. No, Esteban.
Before we go on to rant, yes. Because we will. Don't worry. Because we're on the topic of different cultures, I want to play a song that I was trying to play last week but did not have the time because last week I was talking about the Spanish Film Festival and I asked a friend to send me a Spanish song and I absolutely love it. I send it to you, Esteban. I can't stop listening to it. So we're gonna have a listen to this. It's called, wait for it, A un palmo de la gloria.
A un palmo de la gloria.
Thank you, Esteban. All right, enjoy.
Tan cerquita del triunfo, un palmo de la gloria, de pertenecer a los libros de historia, rozando en la miel en los labios de todas las chicas que leen las revistas de moda, casi una calle o ser la imagen de un muñeco de goma. Tan cerquita del éxito, a mérito suyo, a punto de ser el Mallorca autor, a un tiro de piedra de salvar el mundo y llenar mis bolsillos con vuestro amor, a un palmo y la gloria, abandona mi ciudad cuando todo me venías, cuando ella se va. Dame un besito de nariz, lo necesito para rendir. Desde que te has ido me duele lo bebido y con eso me inspiro. Dame un besito de lejos, que tus nuevos besos los dan vasos sin hielo y el llanto que provoca no inspira tanto como tu boca besándome así. Yo en Barcelona y tú desde Madrid. Yo en Barcelona y tú desde Madrid. No es excusa ninguna, mi musa se fue con todas mis plumas dejando un porqué metido en mi cuello que nunca salió. Los labios estrechos ahogaron mi voz y ahora voy vagando por bares oscuros suplicando aplausos, cobrando con bourbon, partiendo de cero, aprendiendo otra vez la tabla del uno y el ABC, a un palmo y la gloria. Abandona mi ciudad cuando todo me venías, cuando ella se va. Dame un besito de nariz, lo necesito para rendir. Desde que te has ido me duele lo bebido y con eso me inspiro. Dame un besito de lejos, que tus nuevos besos lo dan vaso sin hielo y el llanto que provoca no inspira tanto como tu boca besándome así. Yo en Barcelona y tú desde Madrid. Yo en Barcelona y tú desde Madrid. Yo en Barcelona y tú desde Madrid. Beso de lejos desde Madrid. Con eso ya tengo para escribir una notita en una esquinica de papel, toda para ti, toda para ti.
What did you guys think? Isn't it a great song?
It's great because my headphones were on my ears the entire time.
It's a really great song.
Yeah, so I saw you dancing away there, Justin.
Okay, but where is the guy? The guy is from Spain. Okay, I don't think he's Spanish.
Yeah, I think so. El Niño de la Hipoteca.
Yes.
Yes.
That is the Morgan child.
The what? The
Morgan. Morgan? How do you say an hypothec?
I don't know.
I don't.
It's like when you go to the bank and you put your house in a lease, so they give you money.
Oh, like a mortgage?
A mortgage. Mortgage. That is the mortgage kid. That's the translation.
That's brilliant. I did not know the translation. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was a good idea bringing a Spanish speaker.
Yeah, thank you.
You should have been here last week when, or 2 weeks ago when I was speaking about Spanish films. Anyway,
I went to a film festival. It was truly great.
Good. Which film did you go to see?
Well, I saw Selfie.
Yeah. Did you like it? It won a prize. It won the.
It won a
the
prize.
Young Jury Prize.
Yeah. Okay. It has different type of incredible things, and some others that they're more or less like. It's really, really incredible because they did that with €10,000.
Wow, really?
Yes, they did that with €10,000 and it's a full movie, it's a good movie. They really have to like ask for favors everywhere. It's really, really interesting how they work with that.
Mm.
And it's really, really it's really cool to get to know a little about Spanish culture and the political moment.
Yeah.
And then like it's okay, it's a good movie. But it's not a great movie. Like you will not find. It's not a movie like I would recommend you to go see.
Okay.
But so it's a good movie either way.
This is Selfie by Victor Garcia León.
Exactly.
Which, yeah, because the guy was actually at the festival, but I missed the end of it. So.
Yes.
Okay, good. Right, so just something that's been in the news. We're not going to talk about the ins and outs of this. How do I say? Political disagreement. It's a diplomatic way of describing
it. Like a cold way to get out of the problem. Is like
so. Obviously, we're talking about the Zadist, the Zad, like what would you call it? Occupation of the Notre Dame des Landes. So the area just north of Nantes, where the planned airport was to be built, which the plans were thrown out a couple of weeks ago. A month or two ago. And just yesterday and today, the police have started to use force to kick everyone out.
Yeah.
They are pulling down the buildings that they have been living in. They're basically evicting all these protesters because the government, you know, has allegedly asked kindly or whatever. People have been injured. I think like three policemen were taken to hospital today. And a lot of protesters as well have been injured. So, like I said, we're not going to go into the political whatever crack. But Esteban, you've been there, haven't you, to the ZAD zone?
Yes, I have been there in two occasions.
And what was it like?
Okay, first of all, I have to say, like, we'll have to go out of the political discussion because we're really out of the thing we are trying to learn. But for me, that I'm learning French at this moment is still hard to get into the thing. And it's not a story that started yesterday. It's something like it's a long story. For me, I went to the Senate. Basically, I learned everything there. I went there like 4 months ago. They make like a different like a walk. Basically, it was 12 kilometers to get to know the place. You could walk there. It was like really crowded, a lot of people. So people from the Senate, the idea was to show to the people what was the idea, what they were defending about the nature. It's a really, really green place. It's a really nice place. Mm-hmm. So, and you could like, in that way, you could get to know a little bit more about what was the subject. And in my second occasion, it was a festival. They had a huge party for a fundraise to gather some money.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 week before that, like they finished, they say like the airport wasn't going to be done. So that party was going to be like more or less a normal party. Was
it became like the
victory party. Victory final party. Mm-hmm. It was raining a lot and people were really crazy.
And crazy. What kind of infrastructure do they have there? Do they have buildings like roads? I mean,
okay, speaking about infrastructure there is really saying a lot. Because they don't have basically anything. You can speak like some type of houses that, but you can find like a type of house you will find in the woods with made with in a very basic way. And then they have like some kind of different buildings, but there are small buildings. There's nothing too big. Like you won't find something with a second floor,
okay,
or something that work. Difficult
to pull down with a bulldozer.
Yeah, basically, basically. But the site had a different, something really, really nice that maybe the site hear this, they won't like it. It can sound terrible, but it's not. It's like how I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, in a way, was like an post-apocalyptic thing. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you have the buildings, you have the people, but you have so much nature that was working with that. So for us, like every time we think about the future with something that is really urbanized, but this like was really amazing how the nature like took everything, because it was a place where they didn't do anything and there haven't been like any new things there in such a long time.
Yeah.
So the nature took everything. Mm. Wow. It's really, really nice. Really, really nice. Yeah. And yes.
Okay, I mean, that sounds great. I was actually kind of disappointed that I didn't make it before they started tearing it down, because we talked about it recently and I thought I would love to go there. But anyway, you didn't make it out there, Justine, did you?
No, I didn't make it
out there. No, over your four years.
But no, I'm sorry.
No, it's right. Moving on.
I didn't go, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's far anyway, isn't it? It's not like you hop on a bus and you just arrive there.
But it's not that far. It's like, I don't know, half an hour car.
Okay, but yeah. It's not serviced by public transport. That's what I meant.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, there's not. It's just they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't do that. They really wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I have to say that one thing I learned when I was there that I really like, it was a thing that I was writing in a table that said, like, Germany has 40 airports. Yes,
mm-hmm.
And France has over 120.
Wow.
Oh,
yes, dang. So they were trying to build another one.
That's crazy.
And Nancy already has one. So they were like, like, we're not saying anything stupid. It's like, stop with the airport.
I have to say, I was looking on Google, because I'm planning a trip into Brittany, and I was looking on Google Maps, just at like random small towns around Brittany, and a lot of them just had an airport beside them. I was like, who flies to these airports?
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a flight that goes to like, I think it was like Camp Air or somewhere like that. I was like, and that's okay, that's a big town. There were others that were like really small. I was like, what? Why is there an airport here? Like,
yeah.
No need. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So Justine, you're itching to rant. Tell me something you don't like about Nut.
Oh, yeah, no, I was, yeah, wow, yeah, oh.
Where to start? You have five yeah, minutes.
Well, it's at the moment it really is.
She's taking out the list.
No.
Oh my god!
That's what was in that huge bag. That bad.
No, it's okay. It really is just the weather. It's when there's just no sun. I definitely get seasonal depression because I can see such a change in myself and my behavior. I kind of lose a bit of my light. When there is no light.
Yeah.
In South Africa, even in the winter, it's like, it can get, in my city, it can get 20 degrees, 25 degrees.
Celsius.
This last winter I was there, it was up to 30 degrees Celsius. Without
winter.
Yeah, but without humidity. So even in our summer, we will have 30, 35, there's humidity. So it's very hot. And there's just a lot of sun. There's just sun all the time.
Yeah, that's a world of difference.
I mean, it changes. Although we are in a drought at the moment, so we actually need some rain. Cape Town especially.
Yeah.
Cape Town has got no water.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm...
But be careful what you wish for.
No,
I have to agree with the rain thing. I mean, as a cyclist as well, I'm surprised that I've only started to get sick now. The amount of times that I've arrived home and just been completely soaked to the skin. At the end of the day, it's something that we can't even improve. So you have to just...
You have to just go with it.
Yeah. Or move, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone's like, you chose to live here. So I'm like, I know, but just let me have a moment where I can vent.
Yeah, this is your moment.
Yeah, so...
If I can defend that, I find the same with the weather, but I haven't been here in summer.
The summer is really nice, actually.
So
the summer's lovely.
Has been like,
and they have the Voyage à Nantes, which is probably, I think that's also, I find Nantes to be a city that really appreciates art. Le Voyage à Nantes, it's the that's journey that. Of Nantes. It happens in the summer. That's
and what is it?
It's like an art, all throughout the city they have like art exhibitions in the street or inside a gallery. They do massive sculptures, so... It's quite something. It's really...
Oh, Nantes is such a great place.
Yeah. So I really...
I think, and I'm kind of... I feel like at this point in my life, I'm still going... My life is still revolving around school years. So, like, I'm always spending the summer at home, which is great. But, like, I'm always missing the summer in the places where I spend the rest of the year. So I'm not going to see Nantes in the summer.
Well, where... Are you going to be in Ireland for summer?
Yeah, but Ireland in the summer is great.
Yeah, what is that? What is Ireland in summer?
Ireland in summer is music, live music everywhere, festivals, people from all over the world coming.
Leprechauns.
That's a year-round
pot thing. Of gold.
Okay. No, but really, Ireland in the summer is a great, great,
and
great place.
How hot does it get?
It can get... Like a heat wave is maybe 25 degrees, which is quite rare. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not about the weather.
No, it's not.
It's still better than Nantes, but in the winter. But I mean, anyway, yourself, Esteban, anything you particularly don't like about Nantes? And it doesn't have to be. We don't have to be bitching here. But let's be honest, it's not perfect. So what would you maybe improve about the city if you could?
About the city, it's not something I have against Nantes. It's something I have against France.
Oh,
let it all out! Come on,
I can do it.
Yeah,
lock the place. They will trash the place.
Yeah, how's your visa?
They can't understand.
Yeah, my visa. Like I'm leaving. I'm going to say this to every French speaker. Yeah, like your dogs are shit. They are like the most boring dogs. The dogs. Yeah, dogs.
Wow, I did not expect that.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like, they don't have
a scathing any
soul.
Yeah.
They don't have any soul.
Wow.
The dogs here are like...
What?
Tell us more.
You find a dog, it's always on a leash, it has some person, you call the dog, you say, come, dog. They don't care. They just don't care. You go to a house, you find a dog, hey, dog. He doesn't care.
You just haven't met the right dog.
Yes.
I'm really, really sorry for you that's the experience you've had. I didn't notice myself, but wow.
I know that this sounds like it's something really stupid, but it's really real.
And in
really
Argentina, like, what are the dogs like?
Okay, if you do like, if you clap your fingers to a dog, like the dog will lick your face. Like, it doesn't matter. And we have that could be a problem. We have so many dogs in the street. So one time they almost killed one guy. Okay.
I wish you had brought this up earlier because we're actually running out of time. But I would love to hear the story. I'm going to hear the story off air. Anyway, guys, we have to wrap it up. But thank you so much for coming in. It's been really interesting to hear about your cultural your experience as someone from a different culture in Nantes and in general.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was great.
Thank you.
It was
very much.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, next time, a glass of wine. Yeah.
So
some chips, maybe.
It looks like this is I hope I still have one more episode to do because I'm leaving in 2.5 weeks, like yourself. Well, maybe not a bit later, but yeah. So hopefully we'll squeeze another episode in before the end of the year, and I would like to get you guys back. So yeah. So anyway, stay in touch, and see you all in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
And we're going to see you after this.
Okay, we'll probably see each other. Yeah, I would hope so, because otherwise it'll be when I'm already gone. All right. So do you want to say goodbye in your respective languages?
Yes.
Okay, maybe you can tell us in Afrikaans.
Yeah, Afrikaans,
sorry.
Yeah.
We have 30 seconds.
No.
Okay. You have to, next time you invite Justine and she speak about the different languages in South Africa. That.
Okay, say goodbye, quick.
Ciao.
Tot ziens.
Okay, Slan.